name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Good morning. A very warm welcome to our worship this morning here and at home. One or two things just to pass on to you at this point. Firstly, I'm sure many of you know already that another member of our congregation, Ken Iles, died last week. Great sadness on top of two others recently that have died from our church family. It's obviously a hard time for us when those sorts of things happen. We don't know when his funeral will be yet. It's likely to be a little while. But do keep Joyce and the family in your prayers. Beatrice Greenwood, who I mentioned last week, her funeral will be on Friday the 7th of May. And like Brian last week, we'll receive her coffin the night before, Thursday, at 4 o'clock, and there's time then for folk to come. So that's Friday the 7th at 1 o'clock for Beatrice Greenwood's funeral. Lastly, I published some banns of marriage and remembered them this week. Between Dale Brian Dove and Kelly Marie Walker, between Stephen John Fagan and Rachel Jane Davis, and between David Melnicek and Rebecca Margaret Ryle. These are for the second time of asking. They all live in Whitkirk. If any of you know a reason in law why these persons may not marry each other, you are to declare it now.
In baptism we died with Christ, so that as Christ was raised from the dead, we might walk in newness of life. Let us receive new life in him as we confess our sins in penitence and faith. Most merciful God,
Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us to amend what we are, and direct what we shall be, that we may do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God. Amen.
May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit. In the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. Risen Christ, faithful shepherd of your Father's sheep, teach us to hear your voice and to follow your command, that all your people may be gathered into one flock to the glory of God the Father. Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The next day, their rulers, elders, and scribes assembled in Jerusalem with Annas the high priest, Caiaphas, John and Alexander, and all who were of the high priestly family. When they had made the prisoners stand in their midst, they inquired, "By what power or by what name did you do this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people and elders, if we are questioned today because of a good deed done to someone who was sick and asked how this man has been healed, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that this man is standing before you in good health by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders. It has become the cornerstone. There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among mortals by which we must be saved." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John.
Glory to you, our Lord.
Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Lord Jesus Christ, you are the Good Shepherd. May we hear your voice. Amen. Wednesday, the 14th of April, was a good day, at least for me. It was the day when I packed my lunch and headed to the Lakeland Fells. They were somewhat steeper than I remembered, but I was glad to rest a while on the top of Weatherlam and drink my tea and eat my biscuit once I'd recovered my breath, which took about half an hour. That's another story. And there I took in the view and looked to where I was heading next. I saw the valley below and small white dots, sheep. And what I noticed this time, maybe because I'd not been up there for a while, was the absence of walls. The sheep could wander where they liked. So I wondered how the farmer knew where to find them. And then I remembered that sermon my dad preached here, recalling how he went from being an urban vicar in Southend-on-Sea to a country parson in Cumbria and learning about hefting. Hefting is the means by which the sheep don't wander off. It described how they learn to belong. Doing a bit more research, I discovered that it's something learned long ago, when sheep on a patch of land were heavily shepherded and learned where their home was. Once they had learned it, it became part of the sheep's memory, and so was passed on from ewe to lamb. Consequently, all these years on, it appears they are left to roam free. It looks like they can go wherever they want, except they don't. They know where their home is. And hefting, it seems to me, has something to teach us as we ponder this gospel in which Jesus describes himself as the Good Shepherd and plays with that imagery to help his followers understand who he was. It helps teach us because if we bring this imagery to bear on the readings, mindful of how both the gospel and in the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, we could easily read them too narrowly, as it seems to me we Christians have sometimes done. So there'll be one flock, one shepherd, says Jesus, and Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, says, there is salvation in no one else. These words were written within the context of a faith trying to establish itself in a hostile culture. And so the language is clear and unequivocal. Whereas for us today, whilst these words might matter deeply to us, we might interpret them differently. Perhaps they were written to return to the imagery of hefting for when the flock needed much shepherding to learn where home was. Whereas 2,000 years on, we have through the generations learned of our home in Christ, passed down from one generation to another. Except that's not quite true, is it? That cultural Christianity that defined our national life is no more. And though the Duke of Edinburgh's funeral reflected a deep faith and a refined Anglicanism, that is not the norm, if only it were. Much of the language of faith has been lost. Sometimes we wonder what to do, and there is a sadness that some things in life have changed. And sometimes it's tempting to want to return to the safety of a sheepfold with nice big walls to protect us from within and from without. The other day I listened to an interview with Rod Dreher, a conservative, now orthodox theologian, who argues in his book, The Benedict Option, that Christians need to pay more attention to building and nurturing distinctively Christian communities. It's interesting and worth considering, but I'm unconvinced. For though it might be tempting to pay more attention to those within the fold, especially in a time of uncertainty and even hostility for the church, that would be sad too. For though as a community of faith we need to support and nurture one another, if our gaze is just within the fold, our view of how God might be at work in the world will only be partial. Looking down at the valley from the top of Weatherlam, I saw the sheep, sheep who knew where home was, but saw no barriers to them because they had learned that that patch of ground was their home. And there is something here about who we are as Christian people here. For we have found our home with one another as we gather around the table here in this place that we love, where we learn and are nurtured in our faith. But there is more. The walls, stone though they are porous to the world. We do not belong to a club for those who like this sort of thing, or to a sect who feel anxious and defensive, who are afraid of getting things wrong or admitting when we do, and asking forgiveness when we do. That's not us. To me, at least, we must not retreat but be open, welcoming, eager to learn, and take in the wider vista of God's presence and life in the world. In the same way as I did on that beautiful day on the fells, as I looked beyond the valley before me to Pike Abliscoe, to Bowfell, and of course Scarfell and Scarfell Pike. So in a way, we have been hefted here. And thank God for that. And we are not bound by walls, but because we belong. Because we are in some sense home. Because, thank God, God has found us in Christ. Today we are thankful that Jesus is the Good Shepherd who has laid down his life for us, who through his risen life is at work amongst us and continues his work of restoring and making all things new. And we strive to live into that belief every day, and with humility try to learn and grow as his disciples, as we pass on the treasure of our faith lived in this place to our children and grandchildren, to our friends and neighbours, because, sisters and brothers, we have good news to share. May we not be afraid to do so. And may we never be defensive, but open and welcoming, curious about where the God of resurrection might just turn up next.
Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from
Risen Lord, our hearts are filled with Easter joy as we come together to pray for the church, the world, and to thank God for all his blessings. Let us pray. Risen Lord, we pray today for your church and for Christians both here and in other lands. We hold in our prayers Nippon Seiko Kai, known to us as the Anglican Church in Japan. May all who lead in prayer and those who worship there be strengthened by your love, Lord, and continue their mission of peace, trust, and hope. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Risen Lord, we pray for our diocese and for all the clergy and staff who work in the area offices. May their shared vision and Christian values ensure a thriving diocese delivering the good news of Jesus Christ. Lord, in your mercy,
hear
our prayer. Risen Lord, we pray for our church here at St. Mary and for all who lead us in prayer. We give thanks for the work of our church wardens, James and Melvin, and for those who have enabled church services to be beamed into our homes during lockdown. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Risen Lord, we pray for Elizabeth, our Queen. May your love comfort her. May your Holy Spirit dwell within her. And may her faith strengthen her as she continues in her dutiful role without the support of her husband. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Creator God, we see the vastness of the universe and the wonder of the heavens, and they tell of your glory and proclaim your handiwork. We pray for all scientists and astronomers as they explore the atmosphere around us and the mystery of the outer reaches of your creation. May we reduce harmful emissions of polluting gases and combat human and cultural degradation, which can damage our precious and God-given earth. We have pleasure in walking the green fields and parks and have our spirits lifted as we rejoice in the changing seasons and witness the wonder of your creation. We give thanks for the local council workers who have kept our parks, roadsides and roundabouts tidy and full of colour, and for the volunteers who have endeavoured to keep our streets litter-free. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Risen Lord, you are a God of community, a God who brings people together. We have seen your presence in the kindness of neighbours during the past year. As we ease out of lockdown, may we all continue to act in your name and care for others. We hold in our prayers the residents of Laurel Hill Way. May their homes be filled with your peace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Risen Lord, pour your goodness on all who suffer in mind, body, or spirit. We hold in our prayers George Brown, Ginny Campone, Tom Heafy, Jennifer Mode, Christine Oates, Margaret Tomlinson, Jeff Blowers, Mary Metcalf, Doreen Hoare, Margaret Burton, Margaret Pawson, Pat Hyde, and Beryl Lavery. And also, we hold in our prayers all who are suffering from COVID-19 in other parts of the world, and especially at this time in India. Give courage and hope to all who seek your healing grace. Lord, in your mercy, risen Lord, the Easter message promises life eternal with you. We hold before you all who have recently died, remembering especially Gary Cale, Beatrice Greenwood, and Ken Iles, and those whose anniversary of death falls at this time, Maurice Petherick and Dick Olson. Ever-loving Lord, may they dwell in peace in your house forever. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Jesus is the Good Shepherd, bidding us to follow him. May we heed his call and trust in his never-failing goodness, always and forever. Merciful Father,
accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
The risen Christ came and stood among his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." Then were they glad when they saw the Lord. Alleluia. The peace of the risen Lord be always with you. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. In your loving care, you spread before us the table of life and give us the cup of salvation to drink. Keep us always in the fold of our Saviour and our Shepherd, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Almighty and Eternal Father, and in these days of Easter to celebrate with joyful hearts the memory of your wonderful works. For by the mystery of his passion, Jesus Christ, your risen Son, has conquered the powers of death and hell and restored in men and women the image of your glory. He has placed them once more in paradise and opened to them the gate of life eternal. And so, in the joy of this Passover, earth and heaven resound with gladness, while angels and archangels and the powers of all creation sing forever the hymn of your glory. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, you are holy indeed, the source of all holiness. Grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit and according to your holy will, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord, by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free. You are the Saviour of the world. And so, Father, calling to mind his death on the cross, his perfect sacrifice made once for the sins of the whole world, rejoicing in his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate this memorial of our redemption. As we offer you this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, we bring before you this bread and this cup, and we thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. Send the Holy Spirit on your people and gather into one in your kingdom all who share this one bread and one cup, so that we, in the company of Blessed Mary and all the saints, may praise and glorify you forever, through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Amen. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Alleluia, Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia. The body of Christ broken for us all. Amen. Blood of Christ shed for us all. Amen. Let us pray. Merciful Father, you gave your Son, Jesus Christ, to be the Good Shepherd, and in his love for us to lay down his life and rise again. Keep us always under his protection, and give us grace to follow in his steps, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Father, by whose glory Christ was raised from the dead, strengthen you to walk with him in his risen life. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
With the power that raised Jesus from the dead at work within you, go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia.
In the name of Christ. Amen.
Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia.